Wrapping up Yoel Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. In that great future time that we ended with yesterday, Uvenei Tzion Gilu V'Simchu B'Hashem Elokeichem. The children of Tzion rejoice, jubilate. So Gilu feel this inner rejoicing and jubilate, outwardly celebrate. B'Hashem Elokeichem. I think about the film clips and photographs I've seen of Israel in 1948, and especially again in 1967, where kibbutzniks and religious people alike are dancing the Hora out on the streets. Gilu v'simchu. They're in Eretz Yisrael in our time. Granted, not our recent time, not when many of us who are listening were alive, but in recent memory, in photographic memory, we have pictures of Jews a mere 4 or 5 years after the Holocaust. Gilu v'simchu. And if you can pick up from a Churban like that and rejoice within less than a decade, wow, anything can happen with suddenness and immediacy. But we're going to rejoice in Hashem and with Hashem. We're not just rejoicing. We're rejoicing with Hashem. Ki nosan lochem es hamora litzdaka. Because he gave you the mora for righteousness, for justice. So what's a mora? So a mora, like we say about yeshiva, we have your mora, your teacher. He gave you the teacher for justification. And Rashi says those are the Nevi'im. Mora might also mean yore umalkosh, the early rains, which are gentle rains before the really heavy ones come. And that's also tzedakah, charity, because he forgave our averus. And he lavished fertility upon our land by Yored. Lochem Geshem. Oh, here's Geshem. Moreh Umalkosh Barishon. And he brought down for you the rain, the early rain and the late rain, in the first month, right away in Nisan. So it falls on the seeds. Now, generally speaking, Yoreh is in Cheshvan. But in that particular year, they sow in Nisan, and there's a miracle. Gemara Taina says that the grain grows in 11 days. So that would be the first month back when we first entered Eretz Yisrael, when we needed to have wheat for the matzahs. And we were growing it in Eretz Yisrael. We were doing the mitzvahs right away, just an unbelievably accelerated rain schedule. Those who, in Tehillim it says, those who sow in tears reap in joy. We were sure it was too late, but it was never too late when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, which he always is. Chavdarul molu hagaranos bar. And the granaries will be filled with grain in a supernatural way through God's blessing. Vehishiku hayakavim tirosh v'yitzhar. And the vats will roar, will be absolutely filled with wine. And with oil, they will overflow. Heshiku. Tremendous bracha. Chafhe v'shilamti lochem es hashanim. And I will repay you for the years. That is what we daven for now. All these years since the Churban, we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will compensate us for all of the years. In this case, though, most literally, Yoel says, Asher ochal ha'arbe. Because of the years that the increasing locust, four kinds of locust, Hayelek, the nibbling locust, the Hechasil, and the finishing up locust, the Hagazam, and the shearing locust. So the Gazam is out of order. He's put at the end this time instead of at the beginning. But all these four kinds of locust, Cheli HaGadol, my great army, Asher Shilachti Bochem, that I sent against you. So I'm going to repay you for all of that damage and destruction. Tremendous thing. Targum Yonasan does say this is about the Zman HaMashiach, when there'll be plenty. And all the years when you were preyed upon, as Abarbanel had said, by the different kingdoms and the different nations and Lashonos and governments who were preying upon us, there will be retribution. So I sent all of these nations against you over these last several thousand years. But you'll be repaid. And you will eat, and you will eat more, and you will be satiated. And you will praise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, who performed wonders with you. So the fact that the land could produce in 1 year what usually is produced in 4 years, the miracle of grain growing in only 11 days, v'yevoshu ami la'olam, and my people will never be ashamed again. Chav Zayin, finishing up, v'idatem ki b'kerev Yisrael ani. And you will know that I am in the midst of Yisrael. And we've heard this many, many times over the last several Sforim. Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel, Hosea. Then you will know. But this is a more positive, gentle, then you will know. Then you're going to have all this blessing. It's not then you're going to know because you're so beaten down and there's no atheists in foxholes. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. V'ani Hashem Elokeichem ve'in od. I am the Lord your God. There is no other. V'le'evoshu ami la'olam. And my people will never, ever again be ashamed. So you can be confident that you won't be ashamed. And how do you know you're not going to be ashamed? Because I'm in your midst. That's how you're going to know. So this is a prophecy about the future and a glorious one at that. After all of the locust damage, there's going to be a great day. But ultimately, this is probably, at least to many of the Mefarshim, the far-flung great day of the Imos HaMashiach.